Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. Nous sommes le 24 octobre, il est 21h et nous sommes partis pour une heure et demie de jazz, vous et moi. Ça va être bon et on commence tout de suite avec le morceau Yo-Yo de Vanilla, beatmaker de Grande-Bretagne qui nous sort un double album. Time Goes By, exceptionnel. Et donc là, le morceau Yo-Yo pour commencer cette playlist qui va nous prendre une petite heure. Et tout à l'heure, on accueillera le batteur Alexander Flood qui nous vient d'Australie, un batteur de renom qu'on aura en interview pour nous parler de son nouvel album Artifactual Rhythm. Je vous retrouve tout de suite après cette toute douce introduction. A tout de suite. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz et on est parti pour ensemble une heure et demie de jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. L'émission est bien sûr un vendredi sur deux, de 21h à 22h30 et en podcast sur Deezer et Apple Music. On enchaîne avec l'artiste dont je vous parlais juste avant, Alexander Flood, qu'on aura en interview en deuxième partie de l'émission. Et ce morceau, Vibração, c'est chaud, sorti sur son dernier album, Artifactual Rhythm, il y a quelques jours. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz, c'est parti pour Vibração. Très, très drôle. Thank you, Alexander Flood. And let's meet you in a few minutes pour l'interview. On enchaîne dans cette playlist et on va se calmer un peu avec Alphamist. On a écouté un extrait de son album il y a quelques émissions, je crois, la première ou la deuxième de la saison. Et ça y est, l'album est sorti. Il s'appelle Roulette et il est exceptionnel. Et on va mettre même deux morceaux de l'album qui s'enchaînent parfaitement. C'est Between Lines qu'on écoute actuellement. Et derrière, ce sera Nine Months. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz, on écoute Alpha Mist et son nouvel album Roulette.
I'm out here if the weather permit. No score but might get an assist. No Lord, just get in the bin. You were winning, you were so sure, then you were thin. I was in but I was so bored, I left with a win. In the beginning I was so poor, but everyone was in a similar state. Living estates, not a single bill in the gates. Not a wrinkle, time slipping away. Life gives and it takes, so I ain't giving you grace for a little mistake. Give him an inch and he'll piss on your grave. If you're the type to take whatever you can get around me, what you need to be protecting is your neck. Cause all these ties can be severed in a sec. Problems of the heart, don't let them affect your head. It's only human flesh, like Hannibal Lecter said. I couldn't care less if I never get the cred. Even if it means you die once, never be a beg. So give me 9 months, we can resurrect the dead. Give me 9 months, we can resurrect the dead. If the other side comes, you can let him be your head. But just give me 9 months, 9 months, 9 months. 9 months, 9 months. Good, delete the lectures from the target of the mission. their future dictators sparking a resistance. It's fun and games till you start to spot the difference. Soon they'd rather you dead than start an opposition. I'd rather break a few eggs to calm the optimism. In past lives, saw my partner's wrong decisions. You let the numbers multiply, I'd rather long division. That's the vision, that's the vision. Listen, used to be a mere soldier, now a couple hundred years older. Sow seeds of doubt, cultivating fear culture. Body here and there to motivate my dear vultures. Kill off all the hopefuls, so it appears hopeless. Keep a bookkeeper, if something's weird, notice. Can't afford fuzziness, we need clear focus. If you try part ways, listen here, Moses. I'll find you in your next life.
Êtes bien dans mon jazz, on l'écoutait tout de suite Alpha Mist et on enchaîne avec la délicieuse voix de Adi Oasis qui sort un tube Separate Ways. Elle est franco-caraïbéenne, elle a une voix délicieuse, c'est Adi Oasis dans mon jazz. Êtes bien dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM, émission bimensuelle, un vendredi sur deux, de 21h à 22h30, et bien sûr en podcast sur Deezer et Apple Music. Nous sommes dans la première partie de cette émission avec les nouveautés depuis deux semaines, et on arrive tout doucement vers la deuxième partie de l'émission qui sera une interview exceptionnelle du batteur australien Alexander Flood, donc restez connectés. On enchaîne dans cette playlist avec Ancient Infinity Orchestra, groupe de jazz anglais qui signe son deuxième album chez Gondwana Records cette année. Ça s'appelle It's Always About Love et on écoute le morceau Chant for Dawn Cherry. Oh yeah, oh yeah, vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz. Sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. On va écouter un groupe de jazz français, un trio. Il s'appelle Shibuya, on les avait déjà eus dans l'émission l'année dernière. Mais là, ça y est, ils ont sorti leur premier album qui s'appelle Shibuya. Et on écoute le morceau Midnight Struggles featuring Théo Michel. C'est banger, c'est Shibuya dans Mon Jazz. C'était Shibuya et le morceau Midnight Struggles. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz sur Radio Campus Paris et on enchaîne avec Loyal Carner qu'on a déjà écouté dans la précédente émission, je crois, ou la première, car il a sorti un nouvel album, Hopefully, cette année. Mais puisque ce soir, au moment où je vous parle, je suis au concert de Loyal Carner à Paris, bah voilà. Celle-là, c'est pour vous foutre le seum et une petite pensée pour vous. On écoute le morceau Purpose du nouvel album de Loyal Carner. Hopefully. Spins, and as I lose, another man wins the cycle. That's of anything, my handprints are pressed to my chest, I guess. I'm not content with nothing less. My hands full of it, yes, I'm blessed. Ego and the death of enemy, it was the death of me. Should have listened up to when they speak, cause they was telling me, Ben, this is heavenly, so let it be. I recognize the pain inside the melody, the smile that can set me free. I see it, but I don't believe it. Still don't have the words to paint the picture as I see it. Really, it's a feeling that I feel with my eyes open still, drinking in the presence of the didn't even have the words to spill. Like it's still I have the skill to communicate the beauty that I still. And the whole world is ripples in the middle distance, and I feel it in an instant. Soft cheeks that speak like infants. There's purpose in my existence.
Observe in my my life on a circuit. Time drift by till the tides resurface. I found me and the guys are drawing curtains. Full body mirror, my demise is uncertain. Imperfect as he, but it's perfectly working. Immersed in his grief, live a life for the mourner. Laborious lifestyle, digging to unearth him. Searching for people to please when he hurting. Just wait for the miracle to happen. My sense of humor couldn't cover up the sadness. Thoughts extreme as the need for reaction. The means are attracted. Dreams that I spent every night reenacting. Bleeding a past tense, I'm bleeding a fraction. Heeding the signs that I seen when the path get shaky as ashes. They spread on the surface in the urn, he was captive. Turning it over, calmness in me said it hurts to be sober. The soundness of mind is the spiritual quota. Little me couldn't wait to be older. The fears that I hold got a face on the gnome. I'ma carve another face on the totem. The pace of the poem with palms wide open. It's my moment, my blood, my life, my emotions. One God, one earth, one ocean. And I found purpose when death was approaching. Saw belief in the eyes I had seen as an omen. I prayed at that gleam of atonement.
C'était Purpose de Lowell Carner, le grand Lowell Carner. Je vous repropose d'aller écouter notre cher Vanilla, qu'on a écouté en début d'émission, sur son double album Time Goes By. On a écouté la part 1 en début d'émission. Là, c'est un morceau de la part 2 qui s'appelle Say It Again.
This is
vous êtes bien dans mon jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. On arrive bientôt, très bientôt, à l'interview d'Alexander Flood, mais en attendant, il nous reste deux morceaux, et le prochain, c'est La Vie, de No Sum, sorti sur son dernier album Cosmic Breeze, featuring Magic Manfred. C'est un guitariste allemand qui fait des super beats. Et là, c'est disco, disco. Oh yeah.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie. C'est la vie d'amour. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. C'est l'amour toujours. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. C'est la vie d'amour. Écoutez ce que je dis. Je t'aime, chérie. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. C'est la vie d'amour. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. C'est l'amour toujours. C'est la vie, c'est la vie d'amour. Écoutez ce que je dis, je t'aime chérie. Tu me veux là, je te veux pas. Tu m'en veux pourquoi? C'est pas censé être comme ça. J'ai compris, ça va, ça suffit. Bouge d'ici. Tu me mets mal, tu me mets mal. Et pourtant t'as rien fait, c'est juste très compliqué. J'ai envie mais je fuis. J'ai perdu mon avis, comme un zoo de mes rêves, je m'en vais.
C'est la vie d'amour, c'était No Sum avec ce délicieux morceau C'est la vie featuring Magic Manfred. Et on arrive, ça y est, à l'interview d'Alexander Flood. On va s'écouter un petit morceau d'intro de son album qui est plutôt énervé, ouais. Don't Wait For Me featuring Kara Manansala. Et puis juste après, bah, on accueillera Alexander Flood. Alors à tout de suite. Thank you. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Nous arrivons à la deuxième partie de l'émission avec notre guest, notre invité, et c'est Alexander Flood qui nous vient tout droit d'Australie, un batteur exceptionnel qui sort son nouvel album solo, quatrième album solo, et on va faire une petite interview en anglais avec lui, alors accrochez-vous. On est parti pour l'interview. Bonjour, welcome dans Mon Jazz, Alexander Flood.
Yo, bonjour. What's going on?
You are an Australian drummer. You studied jazz at university, but quickly oriented your music toward jazz, funk, hip-hop and house music. You consider drums as the key of power and direction in a band. You started your solo career in 2020 with the album Heartbeat, and then released three albums, The Space Between in 2022, Oscillate in 2023, and this year Artifactual Rhythm. I consider this last album as the climax of your unique musical identity. And we will listen to this album all along this interview. So once again, thank you very much, Alexander, and welcome dans Mon Jazz.
Yeah, merci. Thank you very much.
I consider you as a human TR-808, a living drum machine. What is your creative process to translate the robot you have in you into live music?
Yeah, cool. Well, first of all, I appreciate that. You know, a lot of the time, that is what we're going for with the sound is emulation and taking influence from the drum machine and the sequencer, you know, and these classic samples. So a lot of it comes from learning patterns, learning rhythms, learning your classic kind of parts and layers that would be typically maybe heard in these types of music, like house music, learning different house music hi-hat patterns, trying to really emulate the dynamics of dynamics in you know certain elements. But then a lot of it comes down to the mechanics of the instrument themselves, like itself, like at the drums, being able to maintain the flow and the consistency and the intensity and of course the timing and precision of a sequencer and drum machine. The goal is never to sound obviously just like a sequencer, because then what's the point? But yeah, like being able to find that middle ground between improvised playing but also maintaining this electronic sequenced kind of energy, it's taken me on this kind of wild journey, and there's a lot of influence I've taken from this music, which is, you know, quite often inherently electronic and not live drumming. The artist that really influenced you toward this drum machine house music feelings? That's a hard question, because there's so many different influences from all over. But I mean, a lot of the I listened to a lot of disco music actually as a kid, being exposed to it through my parents. So, I mean, really, the disco thing is what started, I suppose, this maybe this musical direction. But then, in terms of electronic music and house music and taking influence from artists, especially like Atjazz, Kerry Chandler, Brant Nelson, really these kind of interesting different takes on classic house. And you know, these guys are still killing it and still making great music, but this is timeless sound. And that's been really exciting to kind of draw on these influences.
And as I said, I consider this last album as the climax of this musical identity, which is, I think, quite unique, especially with this live show you can do. For you, what is the place of this album, so your last album, Artifactual Rhythm, in your discography?
I see the music is definitely an evolution, right? And so from where we started, where my, I suppose, solo project started was with, as you mentioned earlier, the first album, Heartbeat. That was very much an experiment. And then the space between went down more of a world music, global music direction, touching on some kind of dance influences. And then I really just fell in love with that sound and that direction of the dance music and the jazz. And I felt like I really found something unique in that. And so Oscillate was then obviously going in specifically with that sound and musical identity in mind. And then Artifactual Rhythm was sort of on that same tip, on that same direction, but going deeper into the produced side and the actual electronic side, and sort of finding more of a middle ground between live and electronic. So for me, Artifactual Rhythm is definitely a reflection of where I'm at now, and it's an evolution of sound and ideas. So of course, you know, it's the most recent, the most relevant music for me as an artist at the moment, and I think that really reflects that. But we've already recorded the next album, so the new music is again a reflection of, you know, where things are you know, now. And then I'm sure there'll be more new recordings and releases very soon after that, and so the game continues. It's you know, we're always chasing that next kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
all over your discography, of course, collaboration with other musicians is central to your work. How do you choose these artists you work with and the one who will follow you, manage to follow you in these crazy rhythms you can do?
Yeah, a lot of the people I play with and collaborate with and kind of invite to be a part of the project in whatever capacity, a lot of it is because I have already, you know, great friendships or relationships with these people. For example, on Artifactual Rhythm, Erica Tucheri, Dylan Paul and Finn Rees, the sort of core, you know, rhythm section, the core band, they're all, you know, friends first, and we've kind of had a really great journey together playing music, but also just hanging out, spending time. So it's a no-brainer when you find the right people that you click with as people, and then they're also badass musicians. That's always been a no-brainer. But for feature artists and collaborators, you know, Kazza Oslo, Vivian Sessoms, Kara Manansala on Artifactual Rhythm, they were all very well suited, I think, to the sounds of those respective tracks that they feature on. Kazza Oslo I had in mind right from the beginning when I first started writing Life is a Rhythm. Just that tempo, the feel, the flow, I thought he was the perfect match. And, you know, Vivian Sessoms and I have worked together in the past. She's got a great history of kind of soul singing, R&B singing in New York City, and she's all over that gospel house kind of sound, so she was again a perfect fit, and you know, we have a great relationship, and yeah, it's always a pleasure to have such wonderful collaborators involved.
Thank you again, Alexander Flood, for being Damon Jazz. You've been touring in Europe this summer. You are actually on tour in Australia, and you will be back in Europe next year, starting at the Brick Lane Jazz Festival in London in April. What is the importance of life to you? We can expect that it's very important, especially with your kind of music. But how do you feel when you go on tour?
Yeah, live performance, as you said, is super important for us. It's, I mean, obviously, it's another way. It's a big way for us to get our music out into the world, in amongst different music scenes, different communities, but to actually connect with people and meet people, chat to people, and really share the music and the sound is really special, as you can, you know, I'm sure. And being able to do this with some of my best friends, you know, by my side, and being able to travel around the world, there's not really anything, you know, that beats that for me. That's a really great time. So we've had some really great tours over. We did Europe last year, and we did Europe again this year. And yeah, man, European audiences are really receptive and really pay attention. And it's, we've had some great rooms to play for, and you know, great people, great audiences. So we'll always, you know, endeavor to keep returning to Europe and sharing the love, sharing the music.
This summer 2025, you've played at La Petite Halle de la Villette in Paris. We hope to see you again, maybe in La Petite Halle or in another gig next year. I will be there this time.
Absolutely, yeah. We definitely had a great time there. That was, I would say that was one of my favorite shows from that recent summer tour. But, it was such a special night. And we had actually an Adelaide vocalist, Nelson Dialect, who I collaborated with on my second album. He actually lives in Paris now, and so he was able to join us for Life is a Rhythm, which was really special because he just ad-libbed the whole thing. We didn't get a chance to play together before that. He just killed it. He ad-libbed.
Infinite. Your music is built for dance floors. So how do you choose your gigs? Because if you play in a festival in the middle of a more traditional or spiritual jazz program, you might be a bit lost. And on the other hand, clubs and electronics or dance festival are not used to host a band like yours. So how do you manage this?
Yeah, great question. A lot of the groundwork, I guess, is done by my agent, who's sourcing the right places and the right promoters and the right events, venues for these sorts of shows to take place. But also, I mean, we're all, at the end of the day, we're all jazz musicians, and we are all very, I'd say, adaptable into whichever environment we need to. So we've played jazz clubs, you know, we played to a seated room in Ronnie Scott's. We played Peggy's Skylight, which is another kind of, you know, mostly seated jazz club in the UK. So sometimes the set is tailored more to a jazz audience, more to a, you know, a listening room, I suppose. And then, of course, the spectrum kind of goes all the way to, like, yeah, dance floor club, kind of a little more underground, a little more techie, a little more clubby kind of sound, and everything in between. And I think that's really exciting for us, you know, as musicians as well, to be able to tailor and tweak the set to suit the environment and suit the space and the people. Because it keeps it different, it keeps it changing and evolving, and it lets us experiment as well in, you know, in those spaces. So it's cool.
My last question for this interview was what's next for you? So you told earlier that you already recorded a new album. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, well, We released Artifactual Rhythm on April the 4th, April 4 this year, and on April 5 we were in the studio recording another 8 tracks of new music. I'm currently right in the middle of production on the album. So producing and recording overdubs and working with some guests as well, some featured artists to kind of finish some of these tracks now. And then the plan is, you know, hopefully for a 2026 release. And in the meantime, I've got another couple of releases, smaller releases that are in the works as well. We've got some yet to be announced, but we've got some more touring in January. We've got some more touring in February. And then, of course, as we mentioned, in April, we'll be back in Europe. So lots of things happening, just kind of chipping away now to, you know, get things happening, get things off the ground again, and keep the momentum moving, keep the people happy.
Thank you again for being dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. It was Alexander Flood. Once again, Alexander, thank you very much, and we wish you also a good tour in Australia. You are actually in Melbourne, so yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. And see you in Europe next year.
Merci, thank you very much, I'll see you then.
Bye bye.